begin the current daf, Masechta Baba Basra, daf Samach Aleph. We begin on the top of the Yomid. We begin the new parak, the fourth parak of Masechtas, Baba Basra, parak HaMeicheres HaBayis, which continues a related discussion, the previous parak regarding Cheskes HaBatim, which spoke about the proof that this was bought by me, that I had it for a period of 3 years, indicates that I had taken possession of it. Related, this parak discusses regarding what is included in a sale when, if let's say someone sells a house, what is included in that sale. So the Mishnah begins, HaMeicheres HaBayis. Someone, unspecified, just sells a house. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yimocher Yitziya. That does not include in the sale of the house this Yitziya, which the Gemara is going to explain what that is, which is loosely translated as an annex, something that's part of and connected to the house, but not the primary house itself. That's not included in the sale when you sell, quote, a house. Now, that's Ba'afa Peshi, and that's in spite of the fact that this Yitziya is Pesuchel Atechoy, that it opens up into the house, where then you could say that since its function has to do with things of the house, and it opens up into the house, it's being sold with the house, even so that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that it's not being sold with the house. So to Beloyas HaCheder, so to even the special room, where even though it's Shalefnim Hemenu, it's in within of the house, and it opens up into the house, and the way you get there is through the house, but since this cheder, this room, does not have the same utility as the house itself, because this room is used for storage of objects, like a box, and therefore it's not really part of the function of what a house is, which is for dwelling, so therefore that's also not included in the sale of the house. And so to Beloya Sagag, neither is the roof included in the sale of the house. If it has a fence around it, 10 tefachim high, so that makes it into its own distinct area, and therefore it's not considered part and secondary to the house to be sold with it, and therefore it wasn't included in the sale of the house. Rabbi Huda, he says, if it has a doorway, this gate that's on top of the roof, then in the and even if the wall on the roof, which is called a makah, is not 10 tefachim high, that already still makes it chashuv enough that it's because it has a doorway. And in the makah, that also again would be a case of that it wouldn't be considered sold together with the sale of bayis with what was being sold as the house. Now the Gemara asks in clarification of the first halacha of our Mishnah, my yitziya, what is this yitziya that we say is not included in the sale of the house? So hacha targimu, here in Bavel, they translate it, it's after, which is, as we had said, it's a small structure near the house, either on the side or in the back, that's connected to it, which is annexed to it, that is considered yitziya, that's not considered when it is sold with the house. Rabbi Yosef, he gives a different interpretation, it's bitko chalila, where that's also similar to this after, which we just described before, which is near the house, it's just that this bitka chalila is made with windows all around for beauty, which Rashi calls ludrish balaz, which means to say it's like an achsadra, which is a type of a porch or veranda that's made with windows all around it. That's why it's called chalila, which is from the word of with hold, because the wall all around it opens up with windows all around it. So that's what he calls the yitzia. Now, the Gemara explains, so Lamanda Amar after Loi Mizabno, according to the first interpretation, it says that what's this Yitziya that's not sold together with the house? It's this after, it's this annex. So Kolshkin Bitke Chalil La Mizabno, for sure, would hold of the interpretation of Rabbi Yosef that this veranda would not be sold together with the house, because there the utility of that porch is totally unrelated to that of the house, because the porch is made for beauty and to cool off over there. It's not the same functionality as the house itself. But Laman da'ama bitka chalila, according to the one who translates that, what is this yitzi that's not sold together with the house? Is this veranda? Aval after, but they would hold that where you have this annex which is closed off like the house, and the function is similar to that of the house, where it's part of in a person's house. You have closets, you have places that you store things. That interpretation would hold that Mizdavna, actually, that is included in the sale of the house, and it would be included. Now, Tanya Rav Yosef, he clarifies and teaches in the Braisa that Shalosh Shemus Yeshle, there are actually three names for this thing that we're calling in the Mishnah Yitzia. One of them is like the term the Mishnah uses, which is Yitzia. Another one is Tzela. Another one is Ta, as the Gemara explains. Yitzia, Dechsev, where do we find this term Yitzia? It's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph that says, in regards to the structure of the first base of Migdash, says Hayitziyah HaTachtoina, the lower Yitziyah, which again we're saying is like a type of an annex, is like these small rooms. The lower one was Chamish Ba'amar Rachba, was 5 Amas in the width. Now, the reason for this, why we're calling the bottom one, is because there were actually 3 layers of this, of the, where these were on the sides of the actual Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. There were 3 layers, one on top of the other, and each one was wider than the one beneath it. Now, the reason why that was that way was because the, what they did was they kept on indenting the walls of the Heichel so that they could put the beams that separated between each one of these Yitzias to the one on top of it. Like the Pasuk says, Kim Megrais, in other words, because the indentation of the wall was to be able to have beams, because they didn't want to, actually what's usually done is that you make holes in the wall, and that's how you stick the beams on. They don't want to make holes in the walls of the Heichel, so they have, but they had to have somewhere where the beams could hang on, so you have to indent the wall as the higher went, so you could have beams for the roof of the lower one, which is the floor of the higher one, and therefore it kept on getting wider and wider. So the Pasuk was saying over there that the lowest one of these cells, of these rooms, was 5 Amas in its width, which the second one was 6, and so on. They kept on getting wider as it went on. So you see the term Yitziyah to refer to this smaller type of a room, which is annexed to the, in regards to the larger the room that's in the middle, like in, here in the Beis HaMikdash, was the Heichel. So to Tzela Dichsev, we find this term Tzela, this is the Pasuk in Yecheskel, also referring this time to the Beis HaMikdash HaAsid, which it says, V'ha'atzlois, that these rooms, Tzela el Tzela, if you count one room after another, were Shalish Rishleshim Pamim 33 times, where the Pasuk there continues and says the same idea, this time regarding the future Beis HaMikdash, that Uvois Bekira Shalabais, that they came to the to the wall that's in the Beis HaMikdash, let's loy sav v'sav for the rooms all around, that liyas achuzim, that they should be held up, but liyachizim b'karabayis, that they shouldn't be in the wall itself. As we said, that's how they would make the structure of these tas. So the simple translation is that the pasuk here is talking about these toim, which are the mishnaic term also to refer to these yitzias that were in the Beis HaMikdash. You see the term tzela. And Ta, Dechsev, where do we find the term Ta? Also, a pasuk in Yecheskel says, Vahata, that this small room, was Kone Echad Oirech, but Kone Echad Rachav, was 1 rod in its length and 1 rod in its width, which is 6 Amis, because that's the rod, that's the measurement of the Kone, as the pasuk there says in Yecheskel. Now, and this with one that it says it was 6, that it was 6 Amis, that must be referring to the Yitziyah HaTechayne, to the middle one. As we said, the bottom level is 5 Amas, the middle one is 6, and then the higher it went, it became an Amma more. Now, Ubein HaToyim, Chamash Amas, and between the Toyim, because the walls of the Toyim were 5 Amas, so between each one was 5 Amas. Again, it's just talking about the dimensions of them, but you see the term, these 3 terms in the Pesukim of Melachim Aleph and 2 in Yecheskel, that they're called Yitziyah, Tzela, and Ta. Now, v'ibayseim, and if you want, you could learn out that Ta is the structure that's behind the primary house of the Heichel, which is what we're calling the Yitziyah, because, as we'll quote, that the Ta was behind the Heichel, which means to say that it was the annex, it was a small room near it. Where do we know this? From Mehacha, from the Mishnah Masechtas Midos, which calculates the length of the Heichel going from the east, which is where you come into the Heichel from, all the way to the west, it gives it the dimensions of 100 Amma. And it goes through there in that Mishnah, it says, the wall of the Ulam, the antechamber which you enter into, was 5 Amas, and so on. Now, from the fact, and this is what the Gemara is proving, that the Ta is mentioned all the way at the end, obviously that's a Yitziyah, it's an annex, it's a small thing behind the primary building. Because the Mishnah says, Kaisel HaHeichel, the wall of the Heichel, meaning the thickness of the wall which was behind the Kacha Kacha, I mean the last part of the primary structure of the Heichel, was 6. And Vata, and the actual space of the Ta, which again is going from east to west, that was also 6. And Kaisel HaTa, which is the western wall, that was the last actual wall of the entire edifice, its thickness was 5. So again, you see this concept of the Ta being what we're calling here the Yitziyah, the annex, because it's all the way at the end of the Heichel, which obviously means to say that it's a small little cell structure opening that is a building that's small that opens up into the larger building. Now, Amma Zutra, he qualifies the halacha of our Mishnah that we said, which was the opening halacha that we said, if someone sells a bayis, a house, so in that sale is not included this yitzia, which again, we just brought the three different terms that refer to the same idea, again, which either that's after, which is like we were describing as annex, or like Revisa says, bitka chalila, which is for sure not included in the bayis itself, which is some type of veranda. So Mazutra says, behuda hava arba amas. This is only if it's four amas squared, this Yitzia, so then it's considered its own distinct area. Then it's not included in the sale of the bayis. But if it's not for Amos, then it will be included in the sale of the bayis. On that asks Amalei Ravina Lamazutra. Ravina asked to Mazutra on his interpretation. He says, Lididach, according to you, the Amrit that you said that it will be sold with it Adahaba Arba Amos until it's going to be Dalad Amos, meaning the problem only starts that it's not sold with it when it's 4 amas, but if less than 4 amas, you're saying that it would be sold with the bayis. On that he asked him, then what's regarding the halacha of a pit? That's not, we learned in the Mishnah later on, of Samach Dal Medalf, which is really what we call the Seifa of our Mishnah. It's a continuation of our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says that if someone sells a house, so including that sale is not the Yitzir. So continues the next Mishnah, like so to speak, like the Seifa of our Mishnah, and says, and so too, loya sabar, loya sados, that neither is the bar or the dust included in the sale of a house. Bar is a pit that's dug in the ground, and dust is the same idea, just with a structure, like with cement or rocks. But they're both collections of, you know, of a cavity of putting things in there, like water. So that's not included in the sale of a house. And says the Mishnah, Ava Picha Kosovle, and that's even if that the seller writes that he says that this house I'm selling to you, and Umka Veruma, through it to the depth and to its heights, he's not coming to include a bar and a dos. He's only coming to include the upper stories of the building and the fence on the roof and the ground of the house. Meaning, if let's say the seller wants to dig beneath the house, the buyer could stop him because he gave him the height and the depth. But it does not include the bar and the dos. On that, as Ravina Tamazutra, but Hachinami, here also by the bar and dos, are you going to tell me, Ihava Arba Amis in? That yes, oh, if the bar and the dos are 4 amas squared, then that's not included in the sale of a house. Eloi loi, but if not, then it wouldn't be considered its own distinct area and it would be sold together with the house? But how can you say that? Generally, when we say the word bar, it's not something that's 4 amas wide because a bar is very narrow. But according to you, if something is less than 4 amas squared, it is included in the sale of a bayis. So why is a bar and the dos not included? So that answers Mazutra. Hachi hashta, can you compare that? Hasam ha over there by the bar and the doors, that bar and doors tashmish de lochud has its own unique utility where it's something that's very deep and its utility you don't live in there. The purpose of it is let's say to store water in there. Vaha, but regarding the house that's being sold tashmish de lochud that has its own utility. It's meant for living and therefore the bar and the doors are not included in the house even though you're right that it's not dalet ames like the Mishnah says in Samach Dalet. But hacha over here regarding the halacha that I'm describing and qualifying in our Mishnah, edved, both the house and the yitzia, chadu tashmishtihi, they both have the same utility, which they're a place of where the dwelling is. Maybe in the yitzia you don't live there, you store stuff there, but it's all part of the larger structure of the house. Then ihav dalad amas chashiv, then it's only if it's 4 amas, then it's considered distinct, and then it's going to be by itself and not included in the sale of the bayis. But vilay lechash, but if not, then it's not considered so distinct, and then it is going to be considered secondary and bottle to the house. And then, like I said, it would be considered part of the sale of the house, not contradicted by the halacha bar, which is totally different than even less than dalet amos, it's not going to be included in the sale of the house. Now the Mishnah said, continuing on this halacha, that when someone sells a house, not only does he not sell the yitzia, but he also vilay es hachedush lefenim hemeno. Neither is included in the sale is this room that's within the structure of the house itself. Now, this the Gemara asks, Hash the Yitzia, if you say regarding this annex, which really, the utility of it is very similar to that of the house, because really it's another room that's really just off an annex connected to the house itself. And still you say that Loi Mizdabin is not sold together with the house. So cheder, so regarding this room, which is actually not meant for living at all, it's meant to store things to keep some of his money stuff over there, and the utility is totally not comparable to that of the house. Mibaya, isn't it a kol shekein? So why would you have to go ahead and then say in the Mishnah, we already said if you sell the house, you don't sell the Yitzhiyah with it, why would I have to say that the cheder, which is just meant for storing, is not going to be sold with it? Of course not. If Yitzhiyah is not, which is really just another room, it's just a little bit off, it's not sold, so for sure the cheder, which is meant for storage, which is totally not like that bias itself, then for sure it's not going to be sold with it. So I think Mark continues to come and says, no. It was necessary for the Mishnah to tell us that the sale of the house does not include this cheder, this room. Why? Because the avagav the matzar lay. Because even if the seller demarcated the boundaries of the house that he's selling to him when he wrote the document of the sale to the consumer, he wrote for him mitzri avroi, the outer boundaries that around the whole house, which include the perimeter of that cheder, where you would think that then he was including in the sale this cheder, this room, because it's included in the boundaries that he wrote in the document. That's what the Mishnah is teaching, that no, he only sold him the bayis itself. Now, although that he did draw the boundaries outside of that cheder, and he wrote that because this other person's house on the west is the boundary, which from within that, which included the sale, includes the cheder, and that is, we'll see this term shortly in the Gemara, called Mitzarm Herchavlai. He's just broadening the boundaries as a way of being clearly descriptive, but not that that's incumbent to include everything within that circle in that sale itself. Because Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman, which his concept that the Gemara is going to shortly quote, is this idea that the guy that you're selling to is not going to know to understand what is, if you're using as the boundaries, oh, my cheder, my room is on the boundary. He's not going to understand what does that mean, that that's on the western part of it, only if it's something that's clearly distinctive for the people of the city, where we know that Reuben's house is on the left, and Shimon's on the right, and Levi's in the front, and Yehuda's in the back. Then you have clearly descriptive terms. That's why he writes like that, but doesn't mean to include everything that's inside in that sale. Like Rav Nachman says, Dom Rav Nachman, Rabbi Baravu, he says the following halacha. He says, Hamaycha bayis l'chaveiroi bebira gedayla. If someone sells a house to his friend in a large mansion or a large apartment building, where bira is a large building that has many different batim, many different houses, or call it apartments, that are around the circumference that's inside of it that open up into this larger apartment area. Now, the bira itself is meant for where people, in other words, the bira itself, the lobby, if one would say, that is not meant for living. It's just meant for people coming and going. But that includes all the apartments that are inside of it. And it's one bayis, that apartment building, that mansion. Like the pasuk says in Divrei Yom Aleph, it says, Habira Ashar Chinaisi, that includes all the different structures that are inside this large edifice. Now, specifically, this halacha of Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravu is going on, where the seller and the buyer are standing in one of the apartments of this bira, of this apartment building, let's say, and he tells him that this bayis I'm selling to you. Now, that explains Rav Nachman that even though when he wrote the document of the deed, of the sale, he wrote for him the outer boundaries of the entire bira. Now, but what the word he had used was not bira, he used the word bias. That says Rav Nachman, mitzarm hirchavloi. He didn't mean to sell him the whole entire building. When he says, I'm selling you this house, it means this apartment. And he was just extending the boundaries to be descriptive by using the boundaries of the entire building by saying, oh, that guy's building is on that side, his building is on that side, you know, and then he could understand where this apartment is. But that doesn't mean to include the whole building. It means just this apartment. That's the same thing we're saying for this halacha. That's the chiddush of, what's the chiddush of cheder? Cheder, the functionality is even less than that of Yitzhi in regards to the house. And Yitzhi is not included for sure cheder. You're right, but the chiddush is, even though when he sold him the house, Yitzhi is not part of the house. But cheder is in the house itself, and he wrote the dimensions as if including the cheder. That's a chiddush that's not included because that's not part of the bayis. And although the dimension that he wrote, that was just mitzvah hirchav, like to be descriptive. Now the Gemara asks on this halacha of Rav Nachman that we're using to explain and clarify the halacha of our Mishnah, that hechidami, what is this case of that if someone sells a bayis to his friend in the bira gedayla that he only sold him the bayis, not the whole building, and he's just giving descriptive, larger, broader strokes of explaining where the apartment is, and that is what hechadim. What's the case to him? Elam the karalei lebayis bayis will be bira. If it's very normal for people to call apartment bayis, a home. This is your home, And for the larger edifice, you call it bira. So pshita, it's obvious. Bayis zavanli, bira le zavanli. What did he tell me selling him? This bayis. He didn't call it bira. So then it would be obvious, and we wouldn't need Rav Nachman to teach us this, that he sold him only the apartment, not the whole building. Ella, de la bira namikar la bayis. So then what would you say? That no, even the larger apartment building, people call this house, which would include the whole apartment complex. So then actually it's difficult. Then kule zavanle. Then actually, then he has sold an entire building, because since there's nobody that calls a bias, and the bira, rather, everyone calls the whole entire structure a bias. And since he sold them a bias, and that's actually what he wrote on the dimensions of the deed, which are including the entire building, so then he should acquire everything. Then why does he only get one apartment in that building and not the whole building? So answer the Gemara, lo yitzricha deruba, or like the Marshal, and actually as we've seen the Rashbam, he has this girso, so that it's de'ika, so either that the majority or that there are those that currently labayas, that they call an apartment in the larger building bayas, a house, and labira for the structure itself, they call bira. So that those who call it that. Now, but the ikanami de labira kar labayas, there are also other people that do call the larger building a bayas too. Now, so therefore, since there are some and there are some, Maudetemo, what would you think to say that since ultimately on the deed, the dimensions that he gave him of the boundaries were the outer boundaries of an entire building, and moreover, as we said, that there are those who call the entire building a bias, and he said, I'm selling you a bias, and he was descriptive of the entire building, so you would say Kulei Zavanle, that therefore he sold an entire building. Kamashalan, that's what Reb Nachum is teaching, that we don't say that. Why not? So the reason is because min dahavali lemichtav, and the fact that the seller should have written in the document these words, v'loy shayris bezvini ilin, that I have not left anything out of this sale, which are in this four boundaries that are in front of me, kulum, anything at all. Now, the reason for this is because the Chacham instituted to write these words, because since there's this concept that we're talking about, that there are people who broaden the boundaries in the document sale, in the deed, and they're not really intending to sell everything that's inside. They just want to be descriptive to tell you where the coordinates are. Now, so therefore the Chacham said that you should write that if you're really selling everything within those mitzvah. And now this guy, V'loy Kasab, he didn't write that. So Shemami Noah, Shiyur Ishar, the inference is that you're right, he was really leaving it out. And although there are those who call the whole Bira bias, but since here, when the sale was taking place in one of the apartments of the house, and he was calling it bias, if he was saying with the bias to include all the things inside, meaning the whole entire building, then he should have written in the document that I'm not leaving over anything that are in these coordinates out. And from the fact that he did not write that, then we actually interpret it as saying that since, at least according for sure to Argus, that since the majority of people call a bias and not the whole bira, so then that what was included was only this apartment and not the whole building, and he was just doing what's called Mitzar Marchev, he was just giving a larger, broader dimensions, just to be able to, that he knows what it is, where the coordinates are, but not that that's including everything in that, so it's only the bias, not the bira. Now, a similar type of halacha, from V'amar Nachman Amar Rab Barvu, he says, same idea, just instead of having an apartment inside a larger building, it's Hamaychah Sadeh L'chaver Bebikah Gedeilev. Someone sells a field to his friend in a larger plane, meaning this is an open area of land which has many fields inside of it, and they all belong to this guy. Now, same as we said before, that he was in one of the apartments when he said this house, that non-descriptive, have meant this apartment itself or the larger building, he wrote this where he's standing in one of the fields, and he says to him, this field of mine, I'm selling to you. Now, Rashbam just says one idea that, although generally we can say there's a concept called Hadam and Maidim, which the Gemara says later on the Ayin Zayin and Mabay, is that why can't you tell if he sold the whole entire building or one apartment? Just look at the money. Was it 100,000 or was it 100 million? I mean, you could tell if it's a skyscraper or just one apartment inside of it. So in that sense, Rashbam, you can't say that neither by the previous case of the apartment building or here by the whole beka, because this halacha that's called Eino No Lekarkois, as the Gemara says, the condition of Membeis and Membeis, that you, by when it's real estate, anything goes. So you could pay 100 million for something small, you could pay 100,000 for something large, it's that you don't say Adam Medim when it comes to real estate. So again, as previously, that he sold them a field in a large bika. Says Rav Nachman, even though he gave him the boundaries, the outer boundaries of the whole entire bika, he's not selling him the whole bika. He's selling him just one of the fields, the one that he's in when he says, my field, I'm selling you. And Mitzarim Hirchavle, he just was extending the boundaries just so the guy knows we were talking about which area, but it doesn't mean everything within those boundaries. Now, that Gemara asks, as it did in the previous case, Hechadami, what's it talking about? That is, Elim, the Karele, Lesada, Sadu, Lebika, Bika, if the way people usually call a field, which is a specific area of field, and the larger area of Bika. So, Pshita, it's obvious that he only gets a field, not the whole Bika, the whole valley, because Sada Zavanli, he sold him a field, a Sada, Bika Le Zavanli, didn't sell him a Bika. So, the Ella, rather, what are you going to say? No, the Lebika Namikar, Lesada. No, the people call even the whole Bika a Sada. Then the question is, Kula Zavanli. Then he really sold him everything, because those are the coordinates that he wrote in the document, and he called it a Sada, which include the whole Bika. Says Gemara, Light Tzricha, like we said before, the Ika, the Lesada, Kar, Lesada, Ulebika, Bika, there are those. And again, here there are those who have the gears of the Ruba, where that those or the majority call a field and a bika bika. But the ikanami de la bika kar lasada. But there are those who also call the bika, the large area, sada too. So now the tema kula zavanle, what would you think that he sold in the whole entire area? Because ultimately those are the coordinates that he gave him. Kamashim lan, that's the chiddush of Nachman, that no. Same idea, from the fact that he should have written to him, if he was really selling to him everything within these coordinates, that nothing am I leaving out from within these coordinates from the sale, and he does not write that, obviously you could infer that he was really leaving out, and so why did he write those large boundaries? It was just what's called Mitzarim Hechavlai, just to give an understanding of the area, but that's not including everything inside, he was only selling him one of the fields, not the entirety of the whole bika. Now, says the Gemara, Tzricha, it was necessary for Rav Nachman to teach us this halacha, both regarding the Bira, the apartment building, and the Bika, the whole open plain, to tell us this halacha of that not everything is included in the sale, but rather Mitzarim Hechavloi, and because you wouldn't know one from the other. Why? Because Diashmi Nebayis had we said only regarding the first case of the house, Mishum Dehotash Mishluchot, Bahotash Mishluchot. I would say that because the house and the apartment building, they're not exactly the same function, because ultimately the house is to live in, meaning to sleep and to do all the functions that one does in the privacy of one's home. And the bira, the lobby, let's say, of the lounge of the apartment building, is meant for coming and going. So therefore, that's where you could say that when you say bias, that would not include bira. And that's why we said that when they sold them a bias, it meant just the apartment and not the larger building, and therefore we say mitzarim hechavlei. Because a bira is not a bias. A bias is meant where you live. A bira is where you come and go, and it's more of a social area. Aval, but regarding the sada that's in the bika, the kula chadetesh mishtahi, which that ultimately it's all the same utility, all the same functionality. It's all meant for plowing. It's just bika is many fields, and the sada is one field. So aim a kuli zavanli, then I would say that the bika is also called a sada. And then if I was selling him a sada, it would include the entirety of the bika, especially if he gave him those coordinates. That's right to say that case too, that no, it means only the sada. Now the other way around too. Viashmin the bika, had we only said the second case, that of the bika, pshundulay havali lemimtsali. Now the reason is because he could not have, and he should not have necessarily, been specific in the exact coordinates and dimensions of the specific field that he's selling him, and that's why he gave the larger Mitzarim Hechavlei, because the seller didn't know if the buyer is going to be able to find exactly what does he mean when he says these coordinates from one of the fields amongst all the other ones of his field. Now, that's why he had to broaden the boundaries and to write, like, okay, you want to know what this is? Oh, okay, let me explain to you. Reuven field is on the east. Shimon's field is on the west. And then he goes through all the four directions. That's what he writes in the document, just so the guy knows where it is. And he needs to see, like, okay, where is it? And so since he didn't have to, it makes sense for us that although he made a larger boundaries, it was just Mitzarim Hechavlei. Avabai is, but regarding the house, meaning by the bira, by the apartment building, which every apartment is different one from the other. This one in the width, this one in the length, this one in the height, this one in the thickness of the walls. And he could have been descriptive in the boundaries to write which one of the apartments is he doing and he's selling to him. And so too from the east and so too in every direction. He could have been specific. And the Havali Lamimtrale, he should have given more specific boundaries. Valoy Maitrale, and he did not give him specific boundaries. Now, from the fact that he didn't do that, and rather gave the larger coordinates, including the whole building, then I could say that Kuli Zavanle, that so maybe that there we would say that he sold him the whole entire building. So Tzricha, then we have to say there in the first case too, that no, when you're selling him a bias, it means only one of the apartments, and not the whole entire apartment building. So again, that we use this two halachas of Rav Nachman, they can illustrate the halacha of our Mishnah, why if we already said the Yitzia, which is really more of living, just like a regular bias, is not included in the Seila bias, why do you have to say the Cheder, which is for storing things? That's to say because although when they gave the dimensions, the coordinates of the sale of the house included the perimeter of the Cheder itself, that was only because of Mitzarim Herchavloi, just to give an understanding of what we're selling, but that doesn't include everything inside, especially since he didn't say that I'm not leaving out anything from the sale of this house. Now, related to this halacha of Rav Nachman, the Gemara says, "Keman azla hada amr Rav Mori, bereid de bas Shmuel mishmei da abaye." According to who was this halacha of Rav Mori, who is the son of the daughter of Shmuel in the name of Abaya, that he says, "Hayman de mizavni le midi lechavri." If someone sells something to his friend, tzarich lemichtav, he has to write in the document, "Le shayris bezvine ilin kadome klom." I have not left anything over from what I'm selling to for myself. So the Gemara, very simply, that Kaman, who is that like? Krav Nachman, the Rabbi Ravu, it's like this halacha of Rav Nachman that we just said, because since he holds that in general we do say that a guy could claim that the boundaries that he gave was just of Hirchavloi, he was just giving the larger coordinates, and therefore the Chamur Misakin, that the seller should not be allowed to claim that I just gave it for Mitzarim Hirchav, and then the Lekech, the consumer, is going to lose out. Therefore, the Rabbanan instituted that you should write that I'm not leaving out anything. That's like Rav Nachman's halacha. Now, the Gemara brings a story related to these halachas that Ahuda Amalei Lechavrei, someone said to his friend, Arade Bechia, the lands of Rav Chia, meaning that which I bought from Rav Chia land, Mizavnan Olach, that I'm selling to you. Now, Mizavnan Olach is in the, he's saying Ara is in the singular. So he's telling him, that land I'm selling you. Now, the truth is, Havi le tarte arasa dav miskarin de bechia. He actually had two lands which were called from that of the properties of the house of the Bechia. So, Amar Avash, he says, Chado amale. Ultimately, he said to him in the singular, the land of the house of the Bechia I'm selling you. Tarte loimale. Two he didn't tell him. And therefore, the halacha is that the consumer takes the lesser of these two fields because the halacha is, the Gemara later on, Kaf Samach Vav Meralf, tells us that the Bal Hashtar, the one who has the document, has the lower hand. And as the Gemara explains over there, since he has over here, where it was not descriptive which one of the two lands, so therefore he has to take the lesser of the two, which he could say, I meant that one, not that one, but he's only selling him one of them because he used the singular term. Now, Vi Amarle, now, if a person tells his friend, Arasa stama, where he says land unspecified that I'm selling you, so mir arasa, the since that's plural, the minimum of lands ishtayim is two. So then that if a person just tells him I'm selling you lands, then he has to sell him at least two lands. Now viyamale kolarasa, if he tells him all my lands, then kolarasa disle, then all his lands that he has is included in the sale. Labar mibustani, except for gardens, upardisi, and vineyards, which that's not included in lands. That has a different term. Now, viyamali ziera. Now, if he tells them the term, I'm selling you ziera, which all lands are called like that, not just regular lands, but even other types of lands. So, afilabibustani upardisi, then even his orchards and his gardens and his vineyards are also going to be included in this sale. Labar mibati va'avdi, except for his houses and his slaves, which are not considered lands. Now, as we continue on top of Samach Beza Menal, v'omalei nichsi, but if he tells him all my estate, then afil labati va'avdi, that would include even the houses and the slaves, but that would not include his movable items, until, like Rashbam says, he would say, kol nichsi, all my properties, all my stuff, then that would include everything that he has, and that would be included in the sale.